what I have done is I have done a comparison of observed and predicted tides for the 3 months of data that we have back in the summer of 2012. And so, you know, we lack long-term data sets up in that area, and that's a limitation on our predictions anyhow. So it's only based upon 3 months of data, but we do have some statistics I can run off for you.
Sure, please do.
On the differences that we find between observed and predicted for that three-month time period anyhow that we have observations for. The observed will run different from the predicted, especially during storms, during abnormal weather events for sure, and also in that area depending how much there is for the summertime river runoff season. If there's a substantial amount of river runoff and freshwater flow, the predictions will be off in those upper parts of those estuaries up in Bristol Bay for sure. So that will add to the uncertainty seasonally. So we had observations through May 22nd to August 22nd, 2012. And when we look at the average time difference of the tides, the average time difference is zero. There's on the average, no time difference, except at lower low waters, there's about a tenth of an hour difference or bias. In general, there's an average time difference of zero, plus or minus 0.2 hours. So there's a certain amount of variability to be expected in the observed and predicted. On average, no time difference, but plus or minus 0.2 of an hour on average. For lower low waters, the time difference is plus or minus 0.3 of an hour. But on the average, they're pretty on. Now, the height differences are a different story. So for higher high waters, the average height difference is 0.3 feet, plus or minus 0.7 feet. So there's a difference in on average, and also a lot of variability in the differences due to weather effects. For lower high waters, there's about a 0.2 of a foot average difference between observed and predicted, plus or minus 0.7 feet again. For higher low waters, it's about minus 0.4 feet. So minus 0.4 feet, the average difference between observed and predicted, plus or minus 0.6 of a foot. For lower low waters, it's minus 0.40 feet again, observed minus predicted heights on average, plus or minus 0.7 feet. So, you know, again, the full diurnal range of tide up there is 20.7. And so we have these average differences of a few tenths of a foot, plus or minus 6 or 7 tenths of a foot variability from day to day.